Welcome to FTR on the Go. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written each week by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data. Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operations Officer at FTR. Today, we'll be looking at the economic insights from the week of November 23rd through the 27th, 2015, along with upcoming economic releases. The week was short, but economic news continued to come in. For everyone at FTR, I hope that your holiday was enjoyable and spent with good friends and family. The economy fared better in the third quarter, rising over 2% instead of the 1.5% originally estimated. However, the composition of growth was unfavorable for the fourth quarter. Most notably, the inventory build was revised up by over $30 billion. That means a good part of the inventory correction is still ahead of us. Consumer spending was soft in October, rising just 0.1%. However, wage growth was up a healthy 0.4%. The savings rate now stands at 5.6%. On the business side, durable goods orders were healthy, rising 3%. Importantly, core capital goods orders rose more than 1%, the second consecutive increase. And as I said at the beginning, inventories remain a near-term problem, but exports are showing possible signs of life. The outlook for manufacturing in 2016 will look a little brighter after the inventory correction is completed. And on the commodity front, China is stepping up support for metals amid a slump that saw the Bloomberg Commodity Index at the lowest level since 1999. Analysts say the commodity market for metals may have bottomed out and there could be some recovery next year. Last week's economic data focused on an increase in the third quarter GDP numbers and in consumer spending. Real GDP increased 2.1% in the third quarter, according to the government's second estimate. Consumer spending, fixed investment, exports, and state and local government contributed to growth. Inventories and imports were negative. Real disposable income increased almost 4%, but profits fell 1%. Despite the increase, the report showed a sluggish economy in the third quarter. Growth was revised upwards, but some of the increase came from the inventory accumulation. The fallout from oil prices has taken a toll, but the weakness should prove to be temporary. And the American consumer is proving to be resilient. Near-term risks remain, as we still need to undergo an inventory correction, and financial markets may overreact to interest rate increases. Still, employment growth remains strong, with the nation on track to add 2.5 million workers for the third year in a row. Real spending rose 0.1% in October. Rising prices dragged on spending for the first time since July, as an important indicator of inflation also rose 0.1% in October. At the current rate of employment growth, we will reach full employment late next year. This would suggest an upward push on wages. Spending should follow, but consumer spending outside of autos has not been strong as of late. On the international front, Euro area economic confidence has matched its highest level in 4 years, just as the European Central Bank prepares to make a decision on whether to increase stimulus. According to the European Commission, confidence stood at a level of 106.1 in November, up from 105.9 in October. With a slowdown in emerging economies and persistently low inflation testing the bloc's recovery, the European Central Bank is debating whether to provide a new round of monetary easing. Options include propping up its 1.1 trillion euro asset purchasing program or cutting the deposit rate further below zero. The Governing Council is expected to make a decision on December 3rd. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, October pending home sales will be released on Monday, November 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern. After steadily increasing for the first half of the year, pending home sales have hit a soft patch. We think sales will rise 2% in October. October construction spending will be released on Tuesday, December 1st at 10 a.m. We look for construction spending to rise 0.5% in October, slightly below the recent average gain. Housing starts fell 11% in October, which will likely weigh on private residential construction. The November ISM Manufacturing Index will also arrive on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We look for manufacturing to increase slightly from the 50.1 mark seen in October. The manufacturing sector is still facing headwinds, but the outlook is slowly improving and will look brighter once the inventory correction is completed. November vehicle sales will be released later in the day on Tuesday at 4 p.m. We look for vehicle sales to equal 18 million units, the third consecutive month to hit the 18 million mark. Fundamentals remain strong, but they are maxing out for autos. Consumers aren't spending a lot on other items, but cars have been one of the few items to see strong gains this recovery. The ISM non-manufacturing index will be released on Thursday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. We think the service sector cooled a little in November, with the survey slipping from the 59.1 level recorded in October. The gap between manufacturing and the service sector has widened considerably this year. October international trade will be released on Friday, December 4th at 8:30 a.m. We look for a further narrowing of the trade deficit. And finally, the critical employment report will also be released on Friday at 8:30 a.m. We look for employment in November to have increased by 225,000, more than enough to spur Fed action. We believe that the employment report would have to be quite weak in order to keep the Fed from moving in December.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. To read the full blog, visit blog.fdrintel.com or go to fdrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FDR, your transportation intelligence experts.